Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
The Carrie and Tommy podcast begins in just seconds. Powered by Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how we get to net zero. Find out at alintaenergy.com.au. True power. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah. Yes, welcome to it for your Thursday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Oh, because I'm excited.
I'm very excited.
Yes.
A big announcement to come in today's show. Should we do it early?
Yeah, absolutely, because otherwise I just won't be able to concentrate on anything. And anything you say to me, I'll just go,
should we do it next?
You do it next.
Big announcement coming next.
Yes.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home from 3 till 6. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So I've got some exciting news.
Tell me.
So exciting that I've got our audio producer, Jez, to build a fun little opener that's going to get us vibed up and tell you what this news is.
Yeah.
Have a listen and tell me what you think this is.
Guess who's back.
Yeah. I'm bringing sexy back.
Once again,
the Beanies are back.
Our Beanies are back. Yay. Carrie's Beanies for Brain Cancer. Beanies are coming back for another year. It's been 3 years since we've done one.
Yes.
I said to audio producer Jess, go find as many songs that's got back in it or return or...
Yes.
He did a very good job.
Because this is so exciting because my housemate Johnny has stolen all of mine.
Oh, has he?
Yes.
I've got to give you more than one. God, I'm tired, aren't I?
You didn't give me, I bought them.
Did you?
Yes.
Good on you.
Of course. They're a charity beanie.
Yeah. So, of course. Yes. Thank you. Now, I'm going to tell you tomorrow all about, it's a little
tell
different
me now.
This year.
Tell
no,
me
no,
now.
No. Tomorrow you'll find out what the design of this year's beanie is.
Is there more than one?
There is women's, men's and kids, as always. And there's a cap for those warmer climates.
Yes.
But how you get your hands on it is a little different this year. So I'll tell you about it tomorrow. It might feel like it's a bit warm still to get a beanie right now, but you're going to have to get the beanie now to be able to wear it in winter.
Oh, she's doing hide and seek.
And are you doing?
Are you telling her to do that for years? It's very clever.
Yeah, it is. I mean, donations will go down because it is harder. Because is it going to be a limited drop?
There might be a limited drop.
Oh,
yes. So it's going to be the sort of thing where you're going to have to watch our socials, go to my socials, go to Carrie and Tommy's socials, go to Carrie's Beanies for Brain Cancer socials. Keep your eye on it. All the information will drop tomorrow. We'll tell you all about it on our show tomorrow afternoon as well, how you can get your hands on it. All money raised goes to Carrie's Beanies for Brain Cancer. We fund our Brain Cancer Centre where there's incredible researchers finding a cure. So set your little timers, get your little mitts ready to buy.
This is the
tomorrow.
Best. Great. Because I want more information. 131060, if you want to get your hands on, I can't give some away now, can I?
No, you absolutely can't.
Sorry, it's
you
a charity.
You don't have
any sell.
Give away.
No, I don't.
No.
But I want more information. If you would like more information, maybe we can
Or if you're just excited that they're back. I get DMs all the time saying, when
that's
are your beanies
better.
Coming back? When are your beanies
that's
coming
better.
Back? 131060, get excited with us.
Yes.
Carrie and Tommy.
A few Thursday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yeah, and I just announced for the first time in 3 years, we are bringing our beanies back. They are going on sale at lunchtime tomorrow. It's a bit of a different system this year. You've got a week to pre-order them and then they'll get to you in time for winter. We'll deliver them in June and you will not be able to get them again after this week. So you've got to get online and get them
getting
this
quick.
Week and order as many as you want. Megan, are you pumped? Are you ready to buy?
I'm ready to buy one for me and my daughter, 100%.
Cutie. Have you bought one before or will this be your first time, Megan?
No, this will be our third time. We bought your burgundy one with the rainbow pom-pom and we bought the pale pink with the white.
And I can't tell you, Megan, what style or colour because it's a surprise for this year. But
okay,
if you could pick,
okay,
if I was consulting Megan on what Megan would want, what colour would you like, Megan?
It honestly wouldn't be a preference. I'm happy with whatever you do, Carrie. It's your all you do is really close to our heart. My daughter's little friend at school, he has brain cancer, and he was in remission, and he has it back now. And I'm sure you know him. You've done a lot of stories about him, and you've done the Point to Pinnacle with him.
Megan,
it's amazing what you do, Carrie, and we've been waiting for a long time for more beanies to come out so me and my daughter can match and support you and everybody that goes through this.
Well, all the money, Megan, that we raise goes to the Brain Cancer Centre, and they're an amazing scientist there doing their thing at the moment.
Yep.
So
yep,
I know it's not going to be soon enough for some people, but let's hope that it can bring some hope to a space that doesn't have a lot of hope in it, Megan. And
that's
thank you
exactly
for buying one because every single dollar counts. So I really appreciate it.
That's all right. And my son is actually doing the world's greatest shave this year as well.
Oh, good on him.
Which is amazing. Yeah.
Great.
He's doing that. Yeah.
Good on you guys. You sound like a beautiful family. Thanks, Megan.
Good on you, Megan. Let's go to Greg. G'day, Greg.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Yes, very good. Thank you. Are you going to get your hands on some brand spanking new beanies?
I certainly will. We've bought them before and we'll buy them again.
Oh, good on you, Greg. We really, really appreciate your support.
Yeah, it's pretty close to our hearts as well. We lost a son in 2017 at the age of 19 to brain cancer.
Oh, Greg.
Yep, so it's whatever we can do to help someone find a cure, we will do it. So any money that's raised is absolutely fantastic, and you do a great job, Carrie.
People,
tremendous what you do.
Greg, it's very lovely, often with causes as soon as the person, unless they like very personally experience something, they don't seem to be able to articulate why it is so important. But for Greg, he's been through hell and back. And Greg, just hearing in your voice, knowing that you don't want someone else to have to go through that is so selfless and lovely and everything and every reason why humans are beautiful people, Greg.
Exactly. And we found a lot of that when our son was going through it. Everyone just helped out. And that's why we just want to give back as much as we can now. And that's what we'll just keep on doing. So,
Greg, I can imagine you found that journey incredibly isolating and terrifying too, because there is not a lot of great news in that space. Did you find that each way you turned, you found it tricky to find scientific hope?
Yes. And it was very difficult. So we went down every avenue that we could, flying to the mainland, to Sydney, to see different surgeons and things. And it's just really, really hard.
Yeah.
We need to change that, Greg. We do. And as I said, we'll continue to keep giving while we can, and things like this, we will just keep buying beanies and help out where we can.
Yeah.
It's
well, thank you and your family, Greg. Thanks for calling up. Andrea, are you there?
Hey.
Yeah,
I am.
What are you, are you wanting to get your hands on a few, I hear?
Oh, yeah, 100.
100?
Yeah.
Oh, good on you, Andrea. That's very generous.
That is. What are you going to do with that 100, Andrea?
I'll give them out to people.
Oh, Andrea. Well, they go on sale tomorrow at lunchtime, and you can jump on and you can order as many as you want. There's no limit to how many you want, and you sound like an incredibly good person, and I can't wait to see it on your head and those that you give it to.
Yeah, I've got a bit of a history. I've had 4 brain aneurysms. I haven't had cancer of the brain, but, the last 4 years I've had 4 brain aneurysms, and I can understand what people go through.
Wow, what a journey you've had, Andrea. That's full on for you. Wow.
Yeah, all good.
Oh, so, good. Yeah, good
I've
on
been
you.
I'm lucky to get through this shit, but yeah. I'm happy to help out because I understand the work you're putting in, Harry.
Well, Andrew, you're a legend. I hope the future remains bright for you. And we really appreciate your support. I can't wait to see your order go through tomorrow. Just jump onto carriesbeaniesforbraincancer.com. I will release the design at lunchtime and you can get ready to buy then. Thank you, everyone.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon. All thanks to the all-new, all-electric Toyota BZ4X with a new striking and sleek design. Charge on in the Toyota BZ4X.
Charge on. We will charge on with the show. We have so much still to come,
yes,
including the beef that continues over the colours of my eyes.
There's no beef. They're blue.
They're not. They're green. The DMs I got overnight, we need to talk about them. I had a conversation with my mum too. I'm outraged at what our team did to my mother.
What
we're going to talk about that later as well. But up next, what little thing you want to discuss?
Guess what?
What?
You've broken a few news stories in your day. But it's time for you to step aside, and I'm putting my hand up for a walkley. Or I'm not putting my hand up. They'll probably give me one.
Will
maybe
they?
Yeah, or maybe a quill.
A pen or an award?
Is that a journalism award?
Yeah, it's just for TV, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Quill? No.
I think it's just for newsmakers, journos.
Ha ha. You got it wrong at saying I got it
wrong.
Anyway, I'll win something.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Because it's been a while since I've broken a big story, but guess what? The big dog's been hard at work.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Fresh.
You heard it here first as it was happening.
Breaking news.
From
2019, sorry.
With the big dog.
Why would you get current news? Like, there's so many services offering current news. You can turn on any TV, Instagram, it's all news of now.
Yeah.
I'd much prefer news from 2019.
Yeah. And you know, sometimes you eat a meal and it's fresh and tasty, and you're like, if only this had 5 years on it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
I do know what
I'm
you mean.
I'm not quite good enough to be a fine wine yet, but I'm pretty off. Anyway,
not so much the last reference. I don't really get that, but
because I'm 5 years old,
it's fermenting.
Oh yes, because
actually I'm
news
young.
Gets better with age.
No, sorry, I'm quite young. I'm only 5 years old. I've got my whole life ahead of me.
What's your story from 2019?
Hang on.
No, stop now.
I'm a 5 year old. Good luck getting me back on track. I'm a bit
of a menace. I've got the same vibe as you at five.
I've only just started school.
Do you want to do finger painting?
Oh, I would love to. Guess what? Teacher turns around, throw it at him. What are you going to do? I'm 5 years old. I can't read this news story. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I'm 5 years old. It's way too complicated.
Would you like me to read it?
No. I'll just look at it a bit different. Okay.
Pretend it's on an iPad.
Carrie, have you ever gone out with a bang?
Died.
No, gone out with a bang.
But that means you die on a high.
No, it can be finishing anything. I once got fired from a job, and so I knew I was going to get fired. So I rocked into the boss's office wearing a tuxedo and on a hoverboard, gone out with a bang.
Did you?
Yes.
I don't think I ever have gone out with a bang.
And I've already had a job and been fired. And I'm fully fired.
And you have a tux.
Yeah, and I'm five. It's a cute tiny tux because I'm a little boy. So have you never gone out with a bang? Well, guess what this bloke has.
What did you do?
So anyway, this is Darren Carville, right? And he reckoned his boss bullied him at work. And so he didn't like the boss. And so he decided he wanted to go out with a bang. So all he did... All we did was steal in total £260,000 from him.
How?
The final sum to go out with a bang with was £170,000 because he wanted to spend it all on one weekend.
Wow. I don't know if you could get through that much in a weekend.
He said he'd lived a pretty sheltered life and had always suffered from low self-esteem and social awkwardness. So he decided to go out with a bang. So he spent 170,000 pounds in one weekend. He went to a club with three escorts where they drank champagne and used a Class A narcotic. God, for five, I'm a good reader. By the end of the night, by the end of the night, he had 9 or 10 escorts in with him.
But does that cost $170,000?
He spent that on the weekend. He said he wanted to. I'm five, Carrie.
How did he steal
the money? I'm 5 years old.
How did he steal the money?
Weird older lady.
I'm your teacher.
Sorry?
I'm your teacher.
You're a teacher.
I'm the weird older lady. I'm the teacher.
You're a teacher. You're not qualified to be a teacher. I've read here on my paper. You're a journalist. Why are you playing a weird role play? This is a weird example to set to a five-year-old. It's just lie to kids' faces, according to this journalist.
How did he steal the money? You won't answer my question. Do you not know?
Yeah, he defrauded them.
Right.
Yep. Facing 2.5 years prison, said it was all worth it. I've made the
I would love to know, hear from anyone that spent $200,000 partying in one weekend.
I had a phonotopic.
Because is it possible to spend that much in one weekend?
I had a phonotopic.
That's fine. You can do yours too. People know how to walk and chew gum. Called 1310-16.
Do they?
If you spent $200,000 having fun in one weekend. And don't just say bought like an expensive car. It's not what I mean.
Does it have to involve?
All the things listed there. What was your phonotopic going
to
be?
I don't think you're allowed to encourage that, Carrie. And you encourage should know what? That. You're a journalist. But I'm only five and even I know better. I just want to know, did you go out with a bang? Give us a call, 131060, of stories of when you went out with a bang.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie and Tommy. And on 131060, did you go out with a bang?
Yes, because this bloke had a bit of a rough time at work and he decided he would go out with a bang. And that involved stealing £260,000, £170,000 of which he spent in one weekend.
Having a bender.
With escort. Carrie.
What?
I don't think you're going to say things like that on the radio.
He had a bender.
Not to a five-year-old.
No, that's exactly right. I'm a five-year-old. He had a wild weekend with.
Yep.
I don't know the words. I'm five.
Beck, did you go
with
out
Beck.
With Beck? Beck, did you go out with a bang?
Well, when I met my husband, I didn't realise. I thought he had his life all together. He had money. He proposed. He bought me this beautiful ring. It was like from a master jeweler. It was just amazing. And then I found out after the first week we were married that. Got a knock on the door from the police, needs to hand himself in to the police station within 24 hours because him and his mate had defrauded a bank, $75,000, and his mate worked in the bank.
Did you have to give the ring back, Beck?
No, I didn't.
Did you stay together, Beck?
I didn't.
Beck?
Pardon?
Did you stay together?
We actually did. We actually have two beautiful kids together.
Yeah,
I don't know. He was really good looking and
you're rich.
Yeah. He was a bit,
Also, the bank has so much money.
Hold on. No. So a guy defrauds a bank and you're like, he's
Carrie,
a catch.
Oh, are you out for the big four now? Come on.
He was doing
He was doing it for love, and it's one of the people. I'm all for crime in a lot of cases, and this is definitely.
You just didn't need to add to it, no? You just really laid
it wasn't
your cards
a cool
out.
Thing to do, but yeah.
That's my
stance.
It was
pretty mind blowing my first week of marriage to have that happen. It was like, wow.
Are you still together now, Beck?
No, we're not. We, as I said, we have beautiful kids together, but no, we're not together now. And
did his looks fade?
Look, you know what? I'm not going to say. He's a few years younger than me, so he probably looks a bit better than I do. That's probably okay, the thing. Okay.
Beck, anyway, thank you for getting involved. Fascinating, and I have many more questions, but I think we've
exhausted
interrogated you enough. Thank you.
What about Callum? Hey, Callum.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Pretty Did you go out with a bang?
No, it was one of the boys I worked with.
What happened?
So we worked at a telecommunication place in a call center within Australia back when that existed, early 2000s. Yeah. So we're sitting at our desks, we're dealing with high-end clients, high-end businesses. So each day you get someone ringing up going, do you know who I am? This is unacceptable. You guys are terrible. Well, I don't know why you guys do this job. You're terrible at your job. Every day. And eventually he got sick of that and had some less than polite words with one of the clients and then got called into HR the next day. HR was like, listen, can't be doing that.
Yeah.
So for the next week, he came to work and he had a little journal with him and he just wrote down names. And we were like, yeah, cool, what's he doing with that? And then on his last day, before he quit, no one knew he was going to quit, but he just handed in his resignation at the end of the day, just went, I'm out, see you later. Apparently, he just spent that day cancelling all their business phone numbers to everybody who had been rude to him for that time.
I mean, that you get what great, you get, you know, Callum. Like that's karma.
That's going out with a bang.
Yes, that is going out with a bang, yes. A real bang.
Yeah.
A quiet bang, though. I like it.
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean?
Like mum and dad at home.
No, I just mean instead of a loud bang.
Sorry, I'm five. They, I just mean with you at home. Anyway.
Joe. Hey, Joe.
Yeah. Hey, how you going?
Was it you that went out with a bang?
Yeah, my bang was a little bit louder.
What happened, Joe? Tell us about your loud bang.
I worked for a supermarket chain and we didn't see eye to eye and they said, we think it's time you should leave. And I lost my shit and I bought some eggs and I stood at the registers and stripped off my uniform, paid for my eggs. And they have a one-way mirror, a one-way window at the registers.
Yeah.
And I smashed my dozen eggs on the window and walked out naked.
No, my God.
I love how that's a stick it to them too.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe, you're so funny.
Joe, you seem like you're a lot of fun. Is that the only time you've gone out with a bang?
I think so.
Well, I mean, sorry. It's,
I was owed, though. So
it's very impressive. That's good. Good on you, Joe. Thank you.
Good on you, Joe. Finally to Tabitha. Hey, Tabs.
Hi. Love the show.
Love you too. What have you done?
It wasn't me. It was my uncle, my mum's uncle. He went, he retired, went on a holiday overseas, decided because his wife wasn't with him that he was going to visit a lady of the night.
Yes.
Had a heart attack and boom, all over Red Rover.
I wonder if they
went out with a bang.
I know this is a funny thing to get stuck on, but I wonder if it's free then, or do they go through his wallet and get payment?
I reckon they're in a bit of trauma, is what I reckon's happening.
No, it would happen all the time if you're good at your job.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, that is where you're at for your Thursday afternoon. And if you are just joining us, well, you're just in time.
You've come at a funny time because 131060, I want to get you all involved in what's about to happen next. Mm. I had a funny little afternoon with producer Pip and Eli, our web guy.
What did you do?
You weren't here and we, the three of us, caught up. And there's some audio that's come out of our catch-up. And I would like you to ring on 131060 once you've heard this audio and tell me what you think we are doing, the three of us,
okay.
After hearing this audio. Have a listen to this audio.
Oh, I don't want it. I don't want it in there. I want it out.
I didn't know that what we were doing sounded so funny until our audio producer sent it to me and he said, you should get people to guess what you're doing. And then I listened to it and because I know what we were doing, it's made me laugh so much. It's PG, I promise.
Can I have a quick guess?
It's PG, yes.
Were you doing yet another colonoscopy?
I mean, I don't want that in there, but I'm normally out when that's happening. So I thought maybe...
I didn't know. Eli's got a few strings to his bow and Pippa.
He's now filming my colonoscopies.
Oh, no.
Just a DIY.
Yeah.
What's that called, a colonic?
No, that's a different procedure. How do you not know by now?
What is a colonic?
They just shove a hose up your bum and turn.
Isn't that what they do with it? Oh, no, colonoscopy is a camera. They
have you just been thinking you've been getting water up your bum this whole time?
No, sorry. When I have my colonoscopies, I know they clean me out, but I forget the camera's involved. They want to film it. They want to see it.
Of course they do. And Eli, he'd do the same.
13, 10, 60.
You to collab post.
Keep it PG because it was PG. What did I get up to with producer Pip and Eli this afternoon? Call it.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. Ooh.
Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon. And on 131060, you have to guess what Bickers got up to this afternoon.
Yeah, let's play the audio of what web guy Eli, producer Pip and I got up to before the show started today.
Oh, I don't want it. I don't want it in there. I want it out. I don't want it in there. I want it out. Tell me why. Let's take it out.
Ah! Oh.
Yeah,
ah.
There you go.
Raw,
why does that make you feel so weird?
Yeah, it's the weirdest audio when I know what we were actually doing.
Does it involve, you know, the ferret who gets involved for the time
No,
game?
He wasn't involved.
Oh, a bit of Richard Gere here.
No. Oh,
Jesse, I don't know what Richard Gere did,
but Jesse. No, I don't know either. Is that what Jesse?
No, I'm so disappointed.
I don't know what it was, but Jesse.
Janelle, Jesse. What do you think I got up to with the gang this afternoon?
First of all, hi, Carrie and Tom. Love you guys.
Hello,
I think you girls were using earwax candles.
First of all, I love that we've got Eli, who's a guy, is now you girls. It's so cute. An earwax candle. No, it wasn't, Janelle. I've always wanted to try one of them, but they scare me.
Oh, I think
they are scary. I've only used one on my partner and he's bald because I was worried that I was going to burn someone's hair if I ever did it, and I thought I'd be safe because he was bald and I still got his hairs in his ears though.
I think, Janelle, they're a fraud, those things.
Oh,
they are. I didn't get much out. It was just fun watching him sort of sit and suffer.
The way they show you how what's come out of it is you like cut the bottom and but it's just what would happen if you burnt any candle ever.
Oh, Janelle, are you also someone that likes to squeeze his back pimples?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I can tell.
Good on you, Janelle. Thank you.
What about Crystal? Hey, Crystal.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. What were me and Web Guy Eli and producer Pip getting up to this afternoon?
The girls.
I think you were getting a pedicure when they put that thing between your toes.
Ooh. Oh, get it out. Yes.
And it does tickles. That bit tickle?
Yes.
And it can hurt, like, because they're spreading your toes
part
to put it in.
Yeah.
No, Crystal. Bump bow, unfortunately. Oh. Thank you. We don't have time to get our nails done, us girls, in the afternoon. We've got Eli next week. Should we do nails?
Yes.
Hayden. Hey, Hayden.
Hey, how are you going?
Yeah, good. What did you think I got up to this afternoon?
I reckon you got one of those little black crickets that are everywhere at the moment, and that's jumping around, and you cannot keep your feet still.
Oh,
and I'm wanting it out of the room.
Yes.
A plague of crickets.
That's an interesting idea.
A plague of black crickets everywhere at the moment.
Yep, I had to catch one of those recently, Hayden, and I know exactly the ones you're talking about, but it may surprise you. They don't scare me, Hayden. I caught it quite excitedly. So, no, that's not the answer. Mm. Yes, I don't mind insects like that. Yeah.
Okay, great guess. I hate it. Thank you. Okay.
Shaz, what did I get up to this afternoon with Web Guy Eli and producer Pip?
I think you were playing hairdressers and you put something in your hair and then you're going, get it out, and then it hurt when you're pulling it out.
It just makes me laugh that our callers think that in the afternoon before our show we're getting our nails done and playing hairdressers. But no, Shaz, that wasn't it. Shall I tell you on the other side of this?
Oh, I've been waiting a while.
We'll keep waiting.
Okay.
Carrie and Tommy.
So we asked you on 131060, what did Web Guy Eli, producer Pip and I get up to this afternoon? Because it was PG, it was nothing untoward, but yet it sounded like this. Because I know it. Kaz, what do you think we were doing?
Okay, so it sounded a bit echoey and like some water was involved. So I thought maybe you're putting your feet in those little tubs that have the fish in it that eat the skin off your feet.
And that is exactly, I have done that before, Kaz, and as soon as I put my feet in, I want it out. So that is absolutely what it could be. It wasn't that, but that is a very good guess. I will tell you what was actually happening.
Yes.
Okay, so you know how we had an argument is, to put it nicely.
Mm.
It's still irritating me. My eyes are green. You claim they were blue. Anyway, here's a quick recap of the debate we were having about my eye colour yesterday.
No one knows what it's like.
You've got
blue
eyes. I don't have green eyes. Anyway.
I've got the results.
No, hold on. Let me speak and resolve it once and for all.
There's a poll.
So then, stop it.
Gary, then
web guy Eli posted a picture earlier today.
2,000 responses.
Can you really speak?
99%.
Turn this mic. You know why?
0% have said green and 1% have said hazel.
let's call my mum. Mum, what colour are my eyes?
Well, darling, the big thing about your eyes is that you've got your father's eyes, haven't you?
No, because his eyes are blue.
Wow. I look at you, I see your father's eyes. That's what I see.
And so you see blue eyes, Jenny?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, well done. Thank you, Jenny. Case closed.
Why is my mum part of this stitch?
So, Carrie, quick update
on
the poll. It's evened up a bit.
Yeah.
So there's been 6,000 responses now, and 1% now have said green, 98% have said blue, and actually 1% have said hazel.
Still rocking hazel. Well, my DMs have been absolutely flooded with people saying they're green. A lot of people saying, tell Tommy to call me and I'll tell him they're green. I don't know why they need you to call to say that, but they want to chat with you personally to say that they are green. Thank you, everybody. I know they're green. A lot of people saying the photo was altered that web guy Eli put up on our socials, which was he made me have the brightest blue
What's
eyes
this
in the world.
What's got to do with the audio?
Okay, because I came up with a funny idea last night that I'd get brown contacts and put them in because you're colorblind and do the show today with brown contacts in and see if you noticed that I then had brown eyes and you'd still say your eyes are blue and I'd be like, ha ha, but they're not today, they're brown.
Your brains. That's so funny. So, they all involve this.
So Web Guy Eli set about getting brown contacts.
Yes.
Then we need a producer Pippa's help because she wears glasses, not contacts, because she doesn't like them.
Imagine if you wore brown glasses and thought I still wouldn't notice.
And I've never put in a contact before.
No.
And it was one of the most grossest experiences of my life.
Oh,
It did make me feel weird. The was Web Guy Eli was grossed out watching me fiddle with my eye.
Eyeball.
Yeah, my eyeball. But then we did manage to get one in. I turned to the camera and I was like, ha ha. And then Eli goes, it looks exactly the same. So then I had to try and get it back out because it did nothing. So our prank didn't it? We didn't even get the chance to prank you because it looked like my just green eyes.
Well, they're not green.
They are
so,
green.
Oh, because I've had a lot of people DM me as well. I got sent this photo of you and Pete Hellier. Will you admit that Pete has blue eyes?
Pete does have blue eyes.
Would you like to see you and Pete side by side?
Yeah, let's have a look.
That's from your own Instagram.
No, mine are green. His are blue.
That someone's. The words are exactly
they're
the
not.
Same as his.
And then my mum.
What about this?
How's this? My mum texts
me.
Oh,
we've already heard from
and
her.
And she
That's
says,
enough.
No, she said to me, you seemed. So she said, sorry about the eye thing yesterday. You seemed quite upset about it. That woman didn't sound very upset.
No.
And she said, I voted green, but the producers wanted to make some fun of it. So you producers I'm pointing at all of you. You made my mum lie on national radio and say they were blue.
Carrie, you
we don't even know who Jenny is.
That's true.
And don't talk about my mum like that.
But
she's been around longer than you have on this show, mate.
And you've said before, for all of Jenny's wonderful qualities,
yes,
I didn't think her sense of play was really up there.
No, Carrie. Well, she got in on the joke and was
you
not
told
the
me
right
that your
time
doesn't
to get
really
in
say
on the
jokes.
Joke.
I'm constantly telling you that your mum's very funny and you constantly say, I don't talk about my mum like that. What do you mean? I'm the one saying she's
Eli.
So funny.
Web guy Eli.
Hang on.
Would you reveal the text message, the exchange and Tommy had?
I don't need it.
Yeah, I do.
Because I've got a message here from Kath Carlin, who's done your makeup for many years.
She commented on the post.
I've done your makeup for 10 years and I really have no idea.
Yeah, she still doesn't know.
Yeah.
But that's not a definitive anything.
But why? How can you go
so calmly? Because they're my eyes.
Yeah, but we have to look at it.
They're mine.
if anything, you've seen them less than all of
Eli,
us.
Eli, what was the text exchange between you and Tommy before the show about the stitch-up you were going to do?
Eli, we haven't been messaging.
Yeah, you have. And Eli said to me last night, wait till I show you the message that I sent Tommy.
It's time.
What did it say,
it's time.
Eli?
I'll reveal it then.
What? No, you're going to make it up. Eli, what did he say?
Okay, Carrie hit me again today. Can you make her stop? Whenever she gets mad, her eyes go really blue with rage.
Eli, what did
Jesse,
he say?
We got to go.
Eli!
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home from 3 till 6, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, all thanks to Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how they're getting to net zero. Find out more at alintaenergy.com.au/truepower.
Well, we learn a new thing about you every day.
Every day.
Some things are amazing, some less than amazing. Yeah. But this particular one I want to talk to you about blew my mind when I found out you could do something.
What have I done, did?
You've done something amazing. I think you've done something that not many people could do, and we're going to talk about it now.
Did I done that?
Stop talking like that.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I thought you struggled to sit still.
I do.
No, like literally, I don't think I've ever seen you stay seated for longer than one of our talk breaks. And even then, you jiggle around a bit.
Swinging on his chair right now.
He's swinging on his chair right now.
I'm calm but fidgety.
Calm but fidgety.
Yeah.
Well, then this blew my mind, given that's what I know about you. When you posted on your Instagram the other day that you can hold your breath for more than 3 minutes.
Oh, my God, because... It's because I've started doing Wim Hof breathing and I know...
Don't breathe for more than three whole minutes, the whole song. In fact, it's longer than most of the songs we play because everyone's songs now are like 2 minutes long.
So
it's a long song hold.
So do you want to know my... how? So I've been doing this for maybe a year now. No, since I've started swimming. So what's that, a year and a bit or something?
How often are you holding your breath?
I can show you. Hang on, I've got to start one and then I've got to stop it. And anyway...
Letting go.
No, let's end that.
Breathe in.
Stop that.
Is this Wim Hof?
Yeah. Ooh. Finish that exercise. Oh, no, my results.
Here, oh, so you do it with him helping you. He guides
you. It's guided, yeah. I've done 126 breathing sessions.
Oh, my God.
Which is 373 rounds. And my total retention time, so I've held my breath for a total of 12 hours and 9 minutes all up.
Oh, my God.
But that's
crazy.
Just...
You can hold your breath longer than you can hold your attention.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if this wasn't guided, there's no way I'd be able to hold my breath.
Okay, so I need to know so many things. Okay, so the 3 minutes.
Yeah.
No, this is a dumb question. You don't take a breath once in the 3 minutes that you hold your breath.
No, you don't take a breath.
You're just literally breathing like this. And then sit there for 3 minutes.
No, you get out of there. So you
So
you, but you do like, this is so boring.
No, it's not boring.
But it's like you have to do like 30 breaths in and out to oxygenate your blood.
Right.
And then you breathe it all out.
Yep.
And then hold. And then you just do that.
And what does he talk to you about while you're holding?
He goes, slow. If you feel your heartbeat, slow it down.
What nationality is he?
Like Icelandic or something?
I was trying to work out what that accent was.
That wasn't bad. I didn't think so.
So
breathe in.
Where do you start? Can anyone get to 3 minutes? What do you start at?
Or are some people better at 30 seconds or something?
And are some people better at it, like have better lung capacity than others?
And that's also, I can only do 3 minutes if I do like 5 rounds of it.
So can you just do it now? So if we put a timer on, I'm going to set a timer. Can you
so
just then press?
It won't work.
Why?
I mean, sorry, I can see, but it will be like a minute maybe.
Well, that's not impressive. I want 3.
Well,
why? You said you could do it for 3.
Do you want to have a competition?
No, I can't. I will absolutely stress out after 15
but
seconds.
I can. And Carrie, once again, we talk about attention spans and I fear, and tell me if I'm wrong about this, but so I would need like 15 or 20 minutes of doing breathing exercises to then just be silent and hold my breath for 3 minutes.
What?
It doesn't sound like enthralling radio.
You have to, it takes you 15 minutes to get into the right headspace.
No, it's not a headspace. It's your body.
Who's got time?
What do you mean? You do.
I don't have 15 minutes just to sit around to get myself ready to then do the thing.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
But, oh, sorry, you're doing the thing the whole time. That's breathing rounds.
Oh, so it's like meditating.
Aren't you training at the moment?
Yeah, I've got to run.
Yeah,
I've got to run.
Your breathing would help you so much.
So what's also, more important, I go for a run or
but if you're only running 15 minutes for a half marathon, you're in big strife.
Can we do a collective breath hold now with the listeners?
With the listeners.
Or is that risky? Actually, don't.
But also, someone's got to talk.
Yes, true. Yeah. How about how long we got here? Traffic and ads. How long does that go for, Jesse?
7 minutes.
Oh, that's a test for you. Can you do seven?
No.
Can you do anything?
What do you mean?
Just to impress me.
Just hold my breath.
Yeah. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
I know I said to do it on the out breath, but.
Also, you can't talk and hold, can you?
I can.
Wow.
No, you can't. You can, you're
right.
You
it's not very good radio, is it?
Nah.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia, if you drive home the Sarvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because we have talked about it before, but it is the story that just keeps on bringing me joy. It is all the way over in Glasgow. About a week ago now, there was a Willy Wonka experience that was... It was advertised as being a kind of wonderland, a
amazing
celebration of chocolate and all its delightful forms.
Oh, the kids love it.
A full immersive experience. And then when families rocked up after paying 35 quid a ticket, there was just bugger all there. There was like just a freestanding, just one lollipop. And some of the kids got given a half a cup of lemonade and a couple of jelly beans.
A quarter of a
cup. Sorry, a quarter of a cup. And one of the great pictures that came out of it was... a woman who was standing there who appeared to be the most miserable Oompa Loompa you've ever seen. It is our pleasure, and we're very aware that it is early over in the morning over in Glasgow right now, but we've managed to get on to Kirsty, and she is the sad Oompa Loompa. Oh, would you welcome Kirsty?
Hello. Hi there.
Kirsty, thank you so much for joining us. How is your newfound fame as the sad Oompa Loompa from the Willy Wonka experience going?
Oh, gosh. Well, I didn't have social media till like 2 or 3 days ago. So it's been a bit overwhelming, to be honest with you.
Can you describe the event to us? Like, what did it look like and what was on offer?
Oh, gosh. Basically nothing. basically nothing. But the actors, we literally did try our best, but what else are you supposed to do? Like, it was so bad. It was like, I was actually the Friday the night before when I first saw the set, I just assumed that there was going to be people all night working on this, but it just didn't change when I walked in on the Saturday morning at all. So...
Did kids, obviously one of the great things about Willy Wonka is there's heaps of chocolate and candy and stuff like that. Did the kids get anything?
There's no chocolate at the Willy Wonka Glasgow experience.
What did you have to give them?
What did I have to give them? So I was in the jelly bean room. So it's actually called the jelly bean room. And they were like saying to me, ration 2 jelly beans or 3 jelly beans for each kid. And I just looked at them like, you're joking me. These people are paying like all this money to come in here. But by this point, it was all just a shambles anyway. So I ran out of jelly beans and I ran out to get more and been like, oh, we're running out. But by this point, there was only a few like people that have been, groups of people that have been through, and the disappointment was embarrassing as it is. And they said they had no more jelly beans left, so I needed to ration it to 1 jelly bean. I just looked at them going, you're actually joking me. Like, 1 jelly bean for each person.
Were the kids sad? Like, were the kids crying and stuff, or were they just a bit dumbfounded?
Yeah, they were crying. It was that bad. They were crying. And I remember when it shut down, me and everyone were like, oh, let's just go to the pub. This is embarrassing, and just have a laugh about it. Me and other actors. And I came back and there was like 4 police vans outside. I was like, what is going on here? People were just going absolutely crazy. To be honest with you, I don't blame them. Yeah. But I was just like, right, okay, I better try and get out here as quick as I can. Because I don't want people to think I've got anything to do with it. But I didn't know that at this point it was going to be as big as it was. It doesn't feel like reality. It doesn't feel real. This whole thing for me doesn't feel like reality. It still doesn't. I think the strangest part for me is the script. It was AI generated. It was do you know the most bizarre thing about it? How something that's AI generated.
Yeah. Did the script
it's a bit scary at the same time because you're just
You're just like, oh no, the growth of AI, like what's going to happen in the future? Is this the first bad Willy Wonka experience, you know?
Well, I mean, probably more crap events if this one's anything to go by.
I don't think they're going to do events anymore. They've said they're not going to.
Oh, they're not going to.
What a shame.
Hey, Kirstie, is
what a shame. Yeah.
Is it true you've also set up a Cameo account now and people that are listening now can get a video message from the sad Oompa Loompa?
Yeah, so I've decided to just embrace the character.
Yeah.
So I'm actually just doing cameos of the depressed Oompa Loompa, and it's really blown up. It's doing really well, and I'm actually enjoying just embracing the character now because I'm an actor, so I do actually enjoy doing all this.
Then you don't sound sad at all. You seem quite joyful. Kirstie, thank you so much. We hope you get some better acting gigs in the future.
Well, and people can go check out on Cameo and order a message from Kirstie, the sad Oompa Loompa. Kirstie, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Carrie and Tommy.
So I'm going to get on a bit of Lord Royals in a minute in back-to-back because I've got some royal news I want to bring you at the end of this. But a couple of other little tidbits on the way through. Apparently One Direction fans are in an absolute state today
because they
put out a little dramatic comeback teaser
that
makes everyone think that they're going to get back and put new music out.
So
that's the first thing. Second thing is Madonna.
Hang on.
Yes.
That's massive.
It is massive. That's why I'm telling
you. Big news for Louis too.
Yeah.
I feel for Louis. And he hasn't got, he's not.
Louis's a fun one too.
Louis, I like Louis.
Tomlinson.
And that'd be great. That'd be big news for him.
Yeah.
Harry, if anything, it'd slow him down. But
I don't reckon Harry's joining them again, is he?
What do you mean? Are you saying it's a stylesless?
Oh, it could be like the Spice Girls without Beckham, you know?
She was there.
The comeback without Victoria. Posh wasn't there. She didn't rock up.
Was Posh not in that show
remember?
That we saw?
The Wembley Stadium.
The one that I saw.
The one that you
she
saw
was.
Yes.
Wembley. Posh wasn't there. No.
She did one of them. And
she wasn't at the one we were at because I wanted to see
wasn't
her.
Wasn't she?
No, she wasn't there.
Oh, in my mind, I can even picture it. Who was that woman then? I don't know who that was.
Madonna.
What was I looking at?
Can you picture Madonna?
Yeah. It's the same picture. It's 50 years on.
Madonna at one of her shows has talked to the audience about her near-death experience she had, and she said she went into a coma, but she was telling the audience about the first thing she shouted when she awoke from her coma, and apparently it was no. And she explained that she's pretty sure it was God saying to her, do you want to come? Do you want to come up with me? And then she woke up and was like, no.
The only one old enough.
Jesse. Come on. She's an icon.
And finally, this is what I wanted to get on a bit of royals for. Prince Harry's back in the news.
No.
Although he's not really a royal anymore, is he? So no. It probably wasn't a good choice of song. No. But apparently the ex-stripper.
Is there a song called Plebs you could get on?
Who claims she kissed Prince Harry, has threatened to leak nude pics of him on OnlyFans because she was left out of his book Spare. She has these photos of him, apparently some in underpants, and she said, Harry's become such a bore, it's a real shame. At least these pants are a reminder of what he used to be like when Harry was the fun prince.
And do you know what would be great? Because we haven't seen him together for ages. Apparently they've had a very famous falling out. But finally we'll be able to see Harry and Willie in the same room.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home from 3 till 6, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because this next bit of audio that I'm about to bring to you, it's been around for at least 20 years, and I've sung along to it quite a few times, and I've realised that I have no idea what it means. Would you like to hear the song I'm talking about?
I don't know what it means.
The very start of it. Can
she
we play
bangs.
It again?
She bangs.
Yes. What does that mean?
Like she's on fire. Like she's hot. She bangs.
Have you ever seen a woman on fire and go, she bangs?
Yes. It's like an expression. Like, no.
Yeah, that's what I thought it meant.
It doesn't mean that's originally getting jiggy with it. It just means like she is it. She bangs.
She bangs.
Like she, like she's banging. She bangs. She's banging. Because he couldn't see him. She's banging. She's banging.
You didn't even say
she's banging is also even better.
But sorry, Jesse, have you ever heard the term
I've never
she bangs
heard she
before?
Bangs, no.
No.
But when you hear the rest of it.
No, because look, the lyrics here.
I heard them.
She stings like a bee. Look, I go crazy because she looks like a flower, but she stings like a bee, like every girl in history.
Yeah.
Now, I would have thought.
Like they look you like they hook you in and then you think.
Yeah, because stinging like a bee hurts you and it also kills her.
Yeah.
You said yeah so quickly then.
Yes, because I get what's going on.
But I don't think he's saying, so she's going to die.
No, it's more that he's saying don't be fooled by her because she looks like this sweet, lovely thing, but she's absolutely going to tear you to shreds.
But stinging like a
in
bee.
The room,
stinging like
but
a bee.
Also,
Carrie, that does
rip
way
your
more,
heart out.
No, but stinging like a bee does way more harm to her.
And it'll hurt her too, but she
no,
don't
no,
care.
No, it won't hurt her. She'll be dead.
Well, I don't
and
think
you'll
he
just
means
have a bee
specifically
sting.
She'll be dead. I just think he means watch out, they'll tear your heart out. The hot ones, they come along, they bang, they...
But then it says, she reminds me that a woman's got one thing on her mind.
Yeah.
So it could be...
She does
bangs.
Have that on her mind, yes. But when he's saying she bangs, she doesn't... He's not just saying, that woman has sex. Oh,
I think
babe,
that's exactly...
She has sex.
But the first years, that's exactly what I thought it was.
No,
Producer Pippa, is that what you thought it was?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, Jesse?
Yeah, I mean, I assumed. I didn't think a whole lot about it, yeah.
It's just the only if time I've heard of, like, if someone goes, did you bang, you don't mean, oh, did I look good last night?
No, but it's a different expression and we're not
but I've
Latino.
I've never heard she bangs.
I haven't. I don't use
oh,
it.
Sorry, I have.
I don't
only
walk
in
around.
The sense that I. Yeah.
Sorry. Just to be clear, I understand what you're saying. When I heard she bangs, I just assumed it was get jiggy with it. But now that you've played,
you haven't said that once.
Sorry, when you played me the whole music then, and I listened, it all makes sense, is what I'm saying. Now that you listen to the lyrics,
but it all makes sense because she stings like a bee, so she'll be dead. And but then she's only got one thing on her mind, which could be banging.
Yeah.
But that's not in this case because this is just she looks good.
Play it again, the whole bit. Yeah, she's hot. She's fine. Keep going. Yeah, it's just saying she's a hot chick that wants to get down with it, you know?
So you are saying it's back to bang.
No, I'm not. She's just
banging. Get down with it?
Like, get have action.
That's banging.
No, but I'm saying this woman does want to do all that. But when he says she bangs, she's banged. He's not just saying this
oh my
woman.
God.
He's saying,
I'll tell you
this
what.
Woman's hot,
that's what
you know?
This woman is. But this woman is confusing.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Bye.
Bye.
Another podcast with Carrie and Tommy is all wrapped up thanks to Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how we get to net zero. Find out at alintaenergy.com.au. True power.